All right, guys, predictions. Time for predictions. What do we got for tonight?
Predictions. Mike laid on me.
Predictions.
I want a final score, and I want the MVP.
Okay, I'll go first. I guess
we can even ratchet it up and go starting and losing pitcher, but maybe just
that's a little much.
It's a little granular for this show. We don't.
I'm gonna.
We don't get too
down.
Detailed.
I'm sorry.
Show.
I'm not the one with the copious notes.
I'm gonna write these down.
Write them down.
I'm gonna make my prediction of a 4-2 win for the AL.
4-2.
I just want to see this happen, so I'm gonna say it's gonna happen. I'm gonna say the MVP is gonna be Lorenzo Cain.
Boom.
Happen. It just happened. I like it.
There it is. I'm going 6-4 AL. American League. That's American League is what that means. And
back in my day, it was the Independent Association.
Yes. And for MVP, I'm going to go.
He's old. Get
for,
it?
For MVP, I'm going to go with Derek Jeter.
Good. You can't. Okay, you can probably do that, actually. You can probably pull that off.
Get a right end vote.
Jeter will probably do it.
Gone,
but in all seriousness, we'll go with who are we going to go with for MVP?
Think about it. Think about it.
I'm
think long
go,
and hard.
I'm thinking. I am
oh,
thinking.
The shot girls
long.
Are here.
Oh, there we go.
Hello, ladies.
I'm going to go
welcome.
Josh Donaldson, MVP.
Donaldson?
Josh Donaldson.
Pride of Canada.
So maybe because he couldn't catch that ball in the wild card game.
You know?
Right.
Hey, he got it. You got to give him something.
Almost got a glove on it.
Almost.
God bless his heart.
Almost.
Very
you
close.
Know, grenades and horseshoes, what they say.
Brandon, what do you got?
I'm going to go 5-3 NL.
5-3.
I'm going to go Frazier for the MVP.
All right.
Frazier. Todd Frazier.
Frazier. There it is.
You know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to give my prediction now. I'm going to go 13-7.
Okay.
Oh,
American
NBA,
League.
NBA.
American
All-Star
League.
Here.
So we're going to have to go somebody off the bench.
Off the bench.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez. Who could Ned Yost possibly have off
Golly,
the bench that could win the MVP?
Well, there's somebody who's gone through a lot over the last, year.
It would be a great story if that were the case.
I'm going to go 13-7. Mike Moustakas hits a 3-run home run in the 7th inning.
To which field?
No, he'll pull it.
Okay.
They'll put that dinky little shift on, and he'll just throw it in the stands.
Did
you got to remember, we're playing at Great
it
American
is Cincinnati,
Ballpark, which
yeah.
is a bandbox. So.
It's true.
Did Bo Jackson win the All-Star
yes,
game?
Yes, he did.
Is he the only?
He
yes.
I think he is the only
well,
Royal to get an MVP.
In 89, right?
89. He had a home run and a stolen base.
I'll have to look this up. Something tells me that.
God, I wish I was old enough to really appreciate Bo Jackson at the time.
That
was the prime age too, because you're like, that's when you watch.
Oh yeah, I was eight.
Stay up and watch the one Royals uniform walk on a field.
And we've had this discussion before where I've been lampooned on Twitter for my take that Deion Sanders is a better athlete than Bo Jackson, but
there's no
part of it. Part of it is probably
adorable.
Part of it is probably the fact that like I was never really old enough. I can see videos.
Like
you know,
Bo was already hurt by the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 89. I was 4 years old. You know, so there's that.
Yeah.
But
it no, was that, so, that Bo Jackson
led the,
moment.
He led the game off.
Yeah,
with the home run,
second pitch with Ronald Reagan in the booth, talking to Vin Scully.
So awesome!
Bo Jackson says
Amazing.
Hello. I mean, that's and he hit it like 430 feet too, like into the tarped area. They didn't.
Did he
expect
ever have a home run that wasn't like 430 feet?
He hit one on a broken bat once.
He broke a bat over his head once.
He did that too. I
Salvador
mean
Perez was 1-for-1 in the 2013 All-Star Game.
Cause that was that the last was that the first hit since was that like 93 or something? It was
probably,
a long
yeah.
time.
Billy Butler was 0-for-2 in the 12. Jermaine Dye was 1-for-2 in the 2000.
He was the last
okay,
guy to
so
make
that
the
was
start.
So 14 years.
1-for-3. I'm sorry, no, that 1-for-2 officially.
The last hit before that was
Bo Jackson,
in 1989.
So two
Jermaine
two,
Dye.
That's all we got. Two goddamn hits.
Jermaine Dye walked and scored a run in 2000.
Oh, got two goddamn.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Who Jermaine Dye in 2000 was elected to the All-Star game and started.
Right.
Who was the last Royal before him to start an All-Star game?
Well, that's easy because you go through like 7 years of crap. And then you get back to the.
I mean,
then you get back to the
Dye,
classic Royals. The tail end.
Dye
of
was
the
first Royal to start the All-Star game since.
With George Brett.
No. Danny Tartabull, 1991.
Danny Tartabull.
Yeah. Bo Jackson started in 1989.
Have the Royals ever had a pitcher to start?
Brett Sabre again started in 1987.
87, okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Which is one of the years he didn't win the Cy Young, right?
He threw, right.
Remember, because he was odd years, he was bad. Even years, he was good.
Is that
no,
how
no,
it went?
No, no, wait. 80, odd years, he was bad. Even years.
No, odd years, he was good. He won the Cy Young in 1989.
85 and 89.
Yeah, 85 and 89.
Threw the no-hitter in 91.
We all sat in a room and asked him these questions. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
We sat in the studio.
I forgot about that. We did talk to Brett Sabre again. Oh, good time.
Specifically, that was the question I asked him.
The old 15-10 days.
I was so proud of myself for coming up with that one.
Way back
when.
I still get questions about that. So you're on the radio, right? No.
I got two questions.
Okay.
What's going to happen first? A Royals player bunt or Escobar hitting in a run?
Or Escobar what?
Getting an RBI.
Oh, Eskie's getting an RBI.
I'm going to go with
it's going to be
a bunt RBI.
Yeah.
It's gonna, there it is. Put your hands together.
Suicide squeeze with Lorenzo Cain running in from third. It's the only way
that would be. Like, that would be the most Royals All-Star thing ever. Ned calls a sack bunt for the winning run, and Lorenzo Cain gets
you've got them,
bunted in by
Cain hitting
Escobar.
Fifth, Perez hitting seventh, Escobar ninth. You just bunt the guys between them.
Here's
what's going to happen. Mike Moustakas comes up to the eighth inning. He's going to call time. He's going to signal down to third base.
That's a hell of an idea. Re-enter pinch runner.
He's going to call his shot.
He's going to chase out a bunt.
And then whoever's playing at third is going to go,
oh, shit. In slow motion.
Other Royals hits are all in the night, or the
How
all in the 80s.
Other?
George Brett, Willie Wilson went 1-for-1 in the 83 All-Star game. The 83 All-Star game featured George Brett, Dan Quisenberry, Willie Wilson. 82 had Brett, McCray, Quisenberry, White, and Wilson. Mm-hmm. That's probably your biggest.
Yeah.
That was the biggest one right there.
And the trainer.
Mickey Cobb.
Yeah, if you're interested.
Who's now suffering from multiple sclerosis. Actually, he was suffering from it back then, but not as bad.
Well, it's unfortunate.
Well, sorry. Didn't mean to bring the show down.
That really did.
I thought you were going to kind of crack a joke there.
It took a left turn into serious, Bill.
So I'm going to drink my beer for a second.
My bad. Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench catching.
No, he should catch. Yeah, there you go.
What was that? Koufax, Aaron,
Mays.
Bench, my goodness.
Robinson.
Did you see the
those are like the four greatest living players, pretty much.
Did you see the super creepy selfie from Barry Bonds with Willie Mays?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
That was very weird.
Oh, my Lord.
It's not good. I don't want to hear about that.
I want to see that. I want to see Barry Bonds photoshopped into strange situations like
that does need to be the next meme.
It's gonna be a dead spin,
like poking his head out between the meeting of Nixon and Elvis, like he's just leaning out.
I wonder, could you imagine
Burt Reynolds laying in his ad and there's Barry Bonds?
I was actually surprised that Jerron Dyson's catch was being compared as heavily as it was to Willie Mays' catch in the World Series. I mean, they did a sports science on Jerron Dyson's catch.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a heck of a catch.
I missed that. I needed to look that up.
Yeah,
the thing about the Mays catch is that it was in the Polo Grounds, which was about 460 to center.
Yeah,
if not even deeper than that.
Yeah.
And he not only turned on it and made the catch, stopped, made the throw all the way in, and the guy didn't score.
And let's not forget, important to note, there was no hill either, randomly.
No hill.
In the middle of that he had to run up.
There were 17 flagpoles out in center field of the Polo Grounds. A lot of people didn't know that.
Did not know that.
They called
I
it
didn't.
The gauntlet.
I didn't know
you
that.
You had to run it.
You had to weave in between them.
You had to weave in and out of it.
They actually had cones attached
to
them.
Like
so you had
like a soccer warm-ups. Good stuff.
Yes, because that's what they warm up for soccer.
Yeah,
that's
they
right.
do.
That's exactly how that
I
works.
I was at a soccer match last night. Is it soccer match?
Were you? It is a match.
I was. I was at the.
Did you watch him on the pitch?
No, I watched him at Sporting Park, actually.
Sporting Park.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So Zach Greinke is going to start.
Yes, he is.
Did you see some of the pre-game press conferencing from him?
I did, yes.
It was fantastic. Zach, would you like to give some thoughts about... No.
Nope.
Nope.
Greinke gonna Greinke is what he is. What's going to happen there?
Did you see where he said that he thought he was better with the Royals?
What?
Did you see where he said he thought he was better with the Royals?
Yeah, his 09 year was better.
this year's been fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, he's a special dude, that Zach Greinke. I don't...
That's fantastic.
I know, right?
So
if you're listening,
I'm intrigued.
if you're listening to the show, and you get to this point,
God bless you.
Send,
by
yes,
the way,
yes,
because it's over an hour into it.
And you get to this point, listen or send the fake net or myself a tweet asking what we were discussing at this very moment, and we'll fill you in. We can't right now because of the company that we're currently around.
Plus,
but
we're
just
still broadcast
let me,
out into the bar. But.
Yes, but go ahead and send me a tweet.
Yep.
And or the fake net, and we'll.
Yep.
And I am at the Jeff Report. If you don't know that by now,
and I am at
and
the
we'll let
fake
you
net.
In.
I don't know
at
if a
the
lot
fake
of people,
net. Yeah.
People don't know that.
We're actually cousins. We're the part of the.
Yep.
Cousin.
We're the cousins.
The cousinry.
The cousins.
So. Yeah.
We are part of the guild,
if you will.
Johnny Bench, here we go. National and American, we're about to tip it off. Tip it off?
About
is that, right? Is that how we
that's,
do it?
That's what they tip it off.
The
it's
last
actually.
Time this equipment was out of the case, I was doing a basketball tournament, the NAIA tournament down at Municipal Auditorium. So I said tip it off. And I went to a soccer match last night where they just have a first kick.
Right.
And so this would be baseball.
This is baseball.
They have a first pitch.
That's
right?
Correct.
But the pitch.
But it's not on the pitch.
Soccer is the field.
Yes. The venue
ground.
Of the pitch is a different sport.
Wow. This is
it gets confusing.
This is
but stick with it. You just stick with it and you'll
it's
be
tough,
all right.
Guys.
I'm going to confuse you even more when I tell you that in cricket.
Nope.
The word innings.
First of all, that's not a real sport. You're making
I
it
won't,
up.
I won't disagree.
I think you're making it up.
I won't disagree. But innings is singular. It is an innings in cricket.
No, I don't like that.
That's the way it is.
Would bug.
That sounds like a series on British television.
It does sound. It does. You know what? I would watch a series about cricket's players on the BBC called An Innings. I would watch that.
Nope.
I would watch it.
No, nope. That's like a more. I would tweet about it
so that you would constantly have to hear it.
That's one of
I
those
would tweet
BBC
about
series
it.
That don't make it to BBC America, but just goes straight to Netflix or Hulu.
That is a Hulu show.
BBC stuff.
Because I know how much you love my television tweets, so I would definitely tweet about it for your particular enjoyment.
Hey, Jumper! Yeah!
Sorry, that was rude. Hope that didn't. Wow, someone has gotten extremely upset. There, have that man removed.
Have that man. So, do we want to get? Do we want to get like a Twitter roll call? People that are here. Do we want to? Want to get some shout outs?
Oh,
on
that's
here?
A good idea.
I saw Kevin McGannon is here. We already talked PSA Prez. I, of course, the Jeff Report, the fake Ned, Michael Engel.
Belton's here.
Dave Lesky, Elizabeth Belton.
Molly, what the hell? Molly Mario.
Mario, yeah.
Here.
Is that right? Is that what? It, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Dave Darby's here.
Dave Darby's here. Dave Darby 46.
Dave Darby, 46.
Craig. Craigers is here.
Eric Hosmer is here. Alex Gordon appears to be here.
Oh, that is Alex Gordon. Look at that.
Number 80 is here.
Number 80 is here. Yes.
Several Kevins from Royals Report are here.
Several Kevins. Can never have too many is what I always say.
What if a Kevin orders pizza and they say pizza for Kevin, like 15 of them are going to come up?
That's a good question.
Oh, Jimmy Fassler's here.
Jimmy, of course, yes, Jimmy
yeah,
Fassler.
I mean,
we talked to him earlier.
Yeah, how do you miss Jimmy
We're
going
to have him on.
Yeah, we need to have Jimmy on here.
Craig Brown, Royals Authority.
Craig Brown, Royals Authority is here. He's a striking man.
Isn't he, though? Isn't he?
He is fetching.
You know, it's not the first time I've seen him in person, but it's just, it takes you back.
No, it really does. It just lets the entire air out of your diaphragm, or fills it up to your diaphragm.
If
one
you will,
two,
you know,
if you want,
whichever way you want to go with
hey,
that.
Hey, before Engel gets back, I got a theory on that Batman versus Superman trailer.
Here it is. We got time.
The part where the guy's swimming underwater, I think that's Lex Luthor swimming.
Swimming underwater. I gotta watch. I don't even remember
Lex
that.
Lex Luthor.
So I gotta watch this again.
If you look at everybody on the cast and the whole trailer, he is the only one with long hair. And it shows what it looks like, a guy swimming underwater, like pulling at a rock, or a person. If you look at it close enough, it kind of looks like the shape of a body. The only person with long hair in the whole trailer like that, other than Gal Gadot, is Lex Luthor. And the guy's got wavy hair going behind him underwater. I think it's Lex Luthor.
But you know who else has wavy hair? Aquaman.
Well, right, but...
Okay.
A little too skinny and a little too...
Because I don't even remember this scene you're talking about. I'm going to Google this right now.
Okay. I feel that I could trust you guys, right?
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, we're not at first pitch yet, so
no.
On the pitch or on the field. But the guy from the Facebook movie, he's Lex Luthor and not the Joker, right?
Correct.
That's correct.
The Joker's in the movie, though, isn't he?
No.
No.
There was a suspected cameo, but it's...
He's in the Suicide Squad. Maybe
most likely there's going to be a Batman cameo in Suicide Squad.
Do the DC movies have the one-shots at the end like the Marvel movies do?
No,
they haven't.
Maybe
Jared
Leto would be in that one.
But one of the Warner Brothers execs said they do not want to do that. They have no desire to do that.
Because they hate Marvel.
They only want to copy their success, not what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
So far isn't going too well.
Well, it's not going real well.
No, it's not.
But
I say that as a DC fanboy.
Superman's got a lot of buzz, though.
I'm thinking what's going to happen is you're going to have some flashback sequences and Suicide Squad, one of which involves the start of Harley Quinn, her being turned into Harley Quinn, and the other being the death of Jason Todd. I think you're going to have to watch the Suicide Squad to get that.
This movie is really setting up spikes
the
that
whole
go out into the whole universe.
They're taking the reverse Marvel approach where they're going big and they're splitting off from there instead of bringing it together.
I have said from day one that more is relying on Suicide Squad's success more so than Batman versus Superman.
But in Lost, they didn't set up all 58 theories in the first episode. They just said, here's a plane crash.
Lost was a horrible show.
Okay, we're done here. Thanks. Good night,
thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for tuning in. We are done. And that roll of credits.
First pitch
from Zach Greinke on the way.
I think he just made it.
Did he just make it?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm paying attention.
We missed it. Oh, we're too busy talking Batman.
Go.
Nope, there it is.
And it's gone.
Oh, no,
game over. We're
that
done.
Was the first pitch.
0-2.
0-2 now.
0-2 to Mike Trout.
Mike Trout falls behind early.
Does he lead off for the Angels? That just seems like a weird place.
No, he bats
third or
fourth
because
he's Mike Trout. And fun fact, Mike Trout has a 42-inch neck.
Did you know that?
A 42-inch neck.
You know what the most shocking statement about that is? That he has a neck at all. He just looks like head and shoulders to ears, you know?
What do you think of these hats?
I hate them. I don't like them. Not fond of them. They're awful. I would never buy one. Gone. Get up!
Oh.
Gone!
Oh.
Back, gone!
Mike Trout. Right, no less than 30 seconds after they flashed the Zach Greinke has 35 and two-thirds consecutive scoreless innings pitched thing
there. That's how that always works.
Yes.
Mike Trout takes it to Dongtown, folks.
Mike Trout.
I wanted to say,
Ned Yost is a genius.
Ned Yost, ladies and gentlemen.
Is a genius.
I think it was awesome that Salvi was the first one out there to greet him off the field.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's how it happens.
Probably. You're lucky you didn't Gatorade bath him right then.
That is the best question. That's the next question.
Are you going to Gatorade? Gatorade bath?
Is he going to get – does the MVP get Gatorated by Sal Perez?
Curtis Siebold from 810 just said Ned Yost, genius. Whoa, hey, look out.
Another home run.
Souvenir.
Mike Jersey,
we'll
ladies and
gentlemen. Pick it up.
Jersey.
So we're at the second batter now if you'd like to follow along with the recording.
So let me just – if you want to sync it up. Consider
just
this.
Like Hotel California.
Dark side of the moon.
1.5 years ago, Mike Jersey was concluding his 25th year as manager of the AAA Omaha team.
Right.
And now he's coaching third base for the Kansas City Royals. How amazing is that?
And he's in the, I mean,
he's in an All-Star game. He's coaching the All-Star
the
game.
The Royals have basically been on fire ever since Dursley was in Kansas City. Let's be honest here.
Pretty much. Yeah, you're right.
Dispute me if you'd like, but you'd be wrong, sir.
I didn't catch this during the intros, but Albert Pujols was introduced, and then the Cardinals were introduced, and Albert Pujols, there is a video of him clasping his hands together and booing the Cardinals.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
That's almost enough.
That's
to
glorious.
The rest of his time as a Cardinal.
I will scroll back and retweet it if I can find it. Yep, there it is.
Please retweet this.
Yes, it's going to happen.
This is fantastic.
That is fantastic.
This is fantastic. That Pujols, that's it. Pujols booing
traitor.
The Cardinals. So he literally turned around to boo the Cardinals.
No, just
because they're
off
on the other side of the field.
But what's the reaction from the Cardinals fans for that?
Oh, no. He didn't do it the right way. He turned around. If you're just standing out forward.
Let's see if I see a best fans in baseball type tweet.
Oh, best fans in baseball is the Twitter.
The answer is yes.
Twitter one to follow. Ned Yost for All-Star Game MVP. for leading off.
You know, when
Mike Trout.
The fun part was when Yost passed Herzog for most wins in Royals history.
Yes, it was a couple weeks ago.
You knew that Perez was going to do something.
Yes,
you knew it.
And yet you've got, like, every other, like, reporter, every media type is there at that game while they're talking to him. You know it's coming. But you almost kind of – I kind of thought that Salvi wouldn't do that to his manager.
No,
right?
He wouldn't. He absolutely would.
But, of course,
and
he
Yost
would.
And Yost loved it.
Oh, yeah.
He ate it up.
Well, and he was talking to MLB Network, and he was like, I can't hear – I can't – this is broken. Boom. Dropped the headset because they were just so
– Oh, down goes Pujols.
That's karma.
And
you know,
let's
God is a Cardinals fan.
Let's back that up for a second. And
well, let's go ahead and do that.
Back that thing up.
Talk about –
That's a low strike.
What started that little anecdote, which was Ned Yost is the all-time winningest manager.
Was there any doubt?
In Royals
was there any doubt?
Was there any doubt in 2010? So
there any doubt one year ago today?
I said that's true. When the Royals were
that
48
Yost
and 50?
Would, yeah, yep. That Yost would be employed was significant enough.
By the end of the season.
To me. Right.
That was good stuff. No,
so I let off a comment on our show or that we recorded a few days ago, Kamler. I want to see what your reaction is to hearing me say this.
Oh
and
my.
I said, you're already shocked. But I said to Michael, and I said, this is actually a credit to Dayton Moore. Did you ever think you'd hear those words coming out of my mouth?
No, I
about
didn't.
About Dayton Moore?
I didn't. But I thought of you driving the other day. Who's the old dude that we interviewed, the pitching guy?
Bill Fisher. Bill Fisher.
He was the subject of some 6'10", 8'10", I don't know what, but Ned Yost credited, or no, Dayton Moore credited Bill Fisher in this long interview the other day that he did. And I was like, that's the guy that we wanted to see keel over and die
oust.
A few years ago.
Lorenzo Cain.
Hey, here comes Lorenzo Cain to the plate.
Oh, no.
He's on deck. He's on deck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here comes the plate.
That reaction is just from
to the on-deck circle. They just showed him on camera.
Here's where he makes his mark.
Oh. Some high cheese from Granky. Here comes Lorenzo.
See, this
Cain.
Is the deal. This is what I tell my 12-year-olds. The worst thing you want to do early in a game is home run, is homer, because then everybody's going to go up and try to hit a home run. My
That's
kid
the
has
worst
that
possible thing you
Here,
can do.
Here's some
Rally
narrative.
Killers is what they are.
Here's some narrative. 2010, December, Zach Granky. Traded from
Clayton
Kansas
Kershaw's
City
160
Royals.
Strikeouts already.
Yeah.
Good freaking
Seems
lord.
Seems like a lot.
Lorenzo Cain.
That's a lot for
okay,
a
here he comes.
Trade.
316 average, 8 home runs, 42 RBI. Ball.
Oh!
That's an incredibly – he's got a low strike today.
Mike's pulling out the binder. He's looking up some stats here. What do we got, Mike? What are you working on?
Just by comparison – The Royals leader in strikeouts is Edinson Volquez with 80.
80, exactly half.
Right.
Well, did he go?
He didn't go around. He's safe. Didn't go around.
Check out the catcher's mask on I don't know who's starting catcher for the National League
Posey.
Team.
Oh, that
Posey.
Is Mr. Posey. That
it
is
oh, wow.
phenomenal. It looks like
it's
Kit
it's,
Knight Rider.
It's
it looks
bling-ified.
Like the Knight Rider car.
It's probably labeled World Series champion on it.
We didn't need that. That's geez. Not. It's not necessary.
You're lucky you brought the shirt.
Low base. Ow. No. It's got a chance.
Nope.
We go to the first.
Too early for me.
Let's give some more stuff away.
Give some stuff away.
Give some stuff away.
All right.
And how about that game to close out the first half?
Man,
there was a game.
It was a circus, is what it was.
It was nuts. It was nuttiness.
Something.
Bryce Harper has 26. God,
Bryce Harper.
26 home runs. If any Royal had 26 home runs in a season, I'd be like, holy crap! Power
Salvador
surge.
Perez is on pace for about 28,
which would be the most
on pace.
Billy Butler,
you know, once upon a time, I did a home run by home run comparison for Billy Butler in his quest to dethrone Steve Balboni, but he fell short.
That entire month of August, he didn't hit a single home run.
Because he was on track. Like, it was literally.
Is that true?
It was literally to the day.
Can you prove it?
I mean, it was insane.
It's not in my notebook, so I can't write now.
He didn't handwrite my tweets.
Do you have the internet on your cellular device?
I do.
Look it up.
He went like 30 games without a home run in 2012. Otherwise, he's on pace to beat him, I think.
I don't believe that to be accurate.
Just podcast. Another plug for Kelly's Westport Inn. They've been a great friend.
They've
great
been
home to us
for
as a
years.
Podcast. And they've sponsored us for as long as I can remember.
The
fantastic
thing about this place.
And
the first night we ever recorded this show, this is the old Royal Man Report. This is just
the
me
old Royal
and
Man
Troy.
Report.
The second time I'd ever met him, and we're going to do live radio. So you can imagine how well this went.
Right.
Considering now I'm seasoned and still can't do it worth a crap. But after
you're holding, you're holding me up, so you got that going for you.
After, there's that. Scoop.
Oh!
Oh, that's Donaldson on the
ship. Donaldson again.
So after that first show, we came out here to talk about it and have a beer. And that just is where it started. We just kept coming.
We did.
Here.
I forgot. We did used to do that after the show.
We would do
show.
This after every because
he would.
Show.
We would sit in here and he would edit
over
the show.
The ice house,
right?
Yeah, after the ice house, we'd
come over here. We'd have pizza. We'd have beer. We'd do that.
The big dumb fun show, guys.
But also, if you're at Kelly's, don't ever forget to check out Joe's Pizza.
Go to the back.
In the back, because hey, would you guys believe if I told you that I. Over 10 years ago, I used to work at Joe's Pizza.
No!
Really?
Really?
Right here.
Really?
At the time, a cousin of mine worked here at Kelly's. I needed a job. I was but a wee college freshman who had just graduated freshman year. I needed a job.
You know that Brandon just tonight had his first slice of Joe's Pizza?
Just tonight?
Really?
Have we not talked about this before?
First time you bought the slice.
We popped his Joe's Cherry.
I think back
as it were.
This was like 2004, I think I worked there. I think I ate my entire body weight in pizza that summer.
I'm still waiting.
Which was
for
about
my,
85
Joe's
pounds.
Barbecue.
Oh.
You haven't had Oklahoma.
I owe you. Oklahoma Joe's bar.
That
no, believe
I
me, I know.
Joe's Pizza Sox is my favorite in the city.
So,
what?
Okay, Billy Butler hit a home run on August 17th, 2012. His next home run was September 14th, 2012.
Sorry, I had some logistics, Mike. August 17th, you said?
August 17th,
what number was that for
that
Butler?
Was, I don't know what number exactly, but he hit the home run. He didn't hit another home run until September 14th.
It's an entire month. That is an entire month
and
almost.
He finished with 29 home runs, so he would have been one of the rare Royals to hit 30 home runs had he just one more.
In a span of 27 days.
Billy Butler in 2012.
That was one of my favorite things to do that season because at mid-season –
well,
both he and Moustakas had 16 home runs.
He hadn't done a whole lot, and then he had that July where he was just on fire. That's the birth of Country Breakfast. He had that series in Boston where he hit, I think he hit everything for extra bases that entire series.
Adam Jones
is on deck. And so Billy Butler goes up and just goes on a tear that summer. I mean, like, legitimately on a tear. He, at the All-Star break, he had more home runs than Prince Fielder, who was in the home run derby.
Which is why that was the Boo Cano movement.
It had any steam
inception.
At all. I mean, if he was at, like, 9 homers, yeah, you could see why he wouldn't
take
him. But it was Prince Fielder instead. And yeah, so that whole thing was kind of built off of that he was having a great year.
Yeah, and that was one of my favorite every morning. After Butler would hit a home run,
where was
I would tweet,
day?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When Balboni's last, whatever the equivalent home run was, And he was on pace all the way through, it looks like, up until August 17th. And then I auspiciously stopped tweeting those particular tweets. So
it's you we can blame.
'Tis unfortunate, but.
That is still one of those really, really strange records in that the Royals just
literally the only organization in all of baseball to never have a 40 home run hitter.
Right.
My favorite part about that stat, though, is the next closest team is the Mets with 41. And guess who hit those home runs? Carlos Beltran.
Beltran, yeah. Because the universe is cruel.
What was the most tartable ever had?
I had 30.
Did he have 33
30
or something?
32. Yeah.
Jermaine Dye had 33 one year, right? I mean, Dean. No, he had 30. 30.
Yeah. Tartable's the only Royal to ever have more than one 30 home run season as a Royal. Which
because
you
a lot of those
would have been Bo Jackson, but George Brett only had one. Balboni himself only had one.
But a lot of those guys, too, like, I mean, Dean Palmer had a good year.
Right.
He had close to 30. Jeff King.
Chili Davis.
Jay Bell. Chili
well,
Davis.
Well, Chili Davis was only a Royal for 1 year.
Right. So a lot of those guys had short time, and that's why they didn't. But Salvador Perez has got 15 at the break.
15. Really? Sal Perez with a rare moment of patience.
Oh, rare.
He's getting
when
cheered
he's,
for
when
not
he's,
swinging
when he's
at
facing
that
one of the best pitchers on the planet, of course.
The irony is
it's palpable.
Oh, swings through a 93-mile
not, throw. Not getting any piece of that one right there.
First Royal to start consecutive All-Star games since George Brett.
Interesting. That I did not know.
I did not know that either.
Didn't realize Brett started five consecutive either.
Brett made a lot of All-Star games, but he didn't play in a lot of them. He was hurt in so many.
Well, that because and a lot of it too. That back then they were trying really hard to win the games, even though it was
right.
Exhibition.
Yeah, I mean he was elected so often, but he was injured so many times that it just didn't work out, and he just never entered it.
Only for the Royals is that a legit stat. Managed Kansas City to two straight winning seasons. That's
a
big deal.
And he's our winningest
it's a
coach.
Big, yes.
Oh, I thought that
and,
was going.
And losingest as well, but that one kind of got glossed over.
Well, that's like Cy Young is the winningest pitcher in baseball history, but also the losingest.
Yeah, if you play long
Nolan
enough, it's going to happen.
Right. Nolan Ryan has the most strikeouts, but also the most walks in Major League history. That's just one of those things.
It's more a longevity thing than it is a greatness.
Right. 2-2 count on Sal Perez. Jose Altuve on deck. Aziz Escobar is in the hole.
Greinke looks a little flustered here. Let's see if Sal is he. See if Sal can bait him into a hittable pitch.
Oh, he's got the slider coming. In the dirt.
Full count.
Full count. This is the most pitches that Sal Perez has seen in 3 months.
His last three at bat combined.
Citation needed. If he walks, he's MVP?
Not verified.
Yeah. That's like when Infante walks, you have to win that game. You can't lose the game if he's gone through the trouble of walking.
Grinky's at 36 pitches. Through an inning and a third.
That's why
Greinke's nasty.
That's why Greinke's nasty. He's the guy.
There it is. Not much you can do about that one.
Bo Jackson making the catch on the ball hit by Guerrero to prevent further damage. And now the American League will be coming up leading with the National League leading 2-0. And as Bo Jackson comes up, we talked about Ozzie Smith and you wearing a Cardinal uniform. And Jackson wears baseball and football, and you did football.
Yes, I played the Gipper. But I also played for real in a much earlier time. But that Bo down there, that's a pretty interesting hobby he has for his vacation. When baseball ends, he winds up playing football. I don't know if there's ever been anyone doing it.
Hey. He's remarkable, and look at that one. Bo Jackson says hello. And Rick Rushel is greeted on the first pitch to Bo Jackson. He almost hit it out of state.
Now, you know, that's going to set it up pretty interesting for him to the end of this season when he goes back to the Los Angeles Raiders.
Watch this again, sir.
You could be taking a trip to Washington tonight, I think. High fives in the dugout. It is 2-1 National League. Interestingly enough, on the home run, the last four home runs in All-Star games have all been hit by the American League. And boy, that thing was really crushed.